Across Vermont, students began returning to classrooms yesterday, though teachers and staff have been preparing for some time now. It's going to be an unusual year for everyone, and things will look very different from district to district. In some, learning will be fully in person. In a few, it's going to be fully remote. But most districts and schools are adopting some sort of hybrid model. And it's been all the center of big debates over safety for kids, parents, teachers, and staff. I spoke yesterday to Don Tinney. He's an English teacher and president of the Vermont NEA Teachers Union, to get his perspective. And I began by asking him what he's hearing from teachers.
Well, I think most of our members are very excited and happy to get back into the classroom with their students, but at the same time, they're experiencing high levels of stress and anxiety around COVID-19. And, of course, they've been dealing with the chronic unpredictability as they've prepared for the reopening of school.
Now, do you think students, teachers, and staff are safe in the current system?
Well, Dr. Levine has assured us that the virus is suppressed to the point where it is safe to return to schools. I think it's obviously very important that all the protocols be followed to maintain the safety. And, you know, I think our members are still worried, however, about contracting the virus. And I don't know when that worry can possibly disappear.
Sure. Now, your union has been very critical of the Scott administration's approach on school reopenings, calling instead for a more unified approach. Do you think that's practical, considering how different school districts and schools across the state face different circumstances?
Right. I think there are certain decisions that could have been made at the state level that would have made it easier for planning purposes. But no matter if you have a statewide plan or not, there's a tremendous amount of work to be done locally. And this is a very complex process to bring students back into school during a pandemic. So it would have been helpful, I believe, in certain areas. For instance, when we're looking at ventilation issues and having statewide inspections of ventilation, when it comes to making sure there are school nurses in every single school building on a full-time basis, and how to find those nurses, I think it would have been helpful to have some decisions made at the state level.
So are you thinking that the schools don't have the resources that they need to meet the safety standards you're calling for?
That's a real question, because in some districts we have heard that the resources are not there. Remember, we have a great disparity in the wealth of districts, and the capacity of districts varies across the state. So it's super important that we check in with all districts to make sure those resources are there, because some local districts simply don't have the capacity.
We're talking with Don Tinney. He's a high school English teacher. He's president of the Vermont NEA. Now, turning to staffing, there were concerns about staffing shortages coming into this year with the possibility of teachers retiring or taking leave because they were concerned about COVID. Are you seeing that so far?
Yes, anecdotally, we've had a number of reports of folks who have taken early retirement or just simply have resigned, or they have taken extended leaves. So we're facing some shortages, particularly in the areas of school bus drivers. We also, of course, need school nurses. One of the real shortages that we're facing is the shortage of substitute teachers. We had a shortage before the pandemic, and it's going to be a real challenge now because our educators cannot go into work if they're running a fever or have any symptoms. It's their responsibility to stay home until it's determined that they don't have the virus. So we're going to need a greater need for substitutes at a time when we have a shortage of substitutes.
And Don, finally, before I let you go, how well do you think schools are prepared to meet the needs of special education students this year?
That is one of the very serious challenges that we need to continue to work on. It's a difficult challenge to meet all the needs, particularly those with intense needs. And we'll continue to work as hard as we can on that, but it's definitely a challenge, particularly those students who need more in-person interactions than they can receive remotely.
Well, even though we all have various thoughts and feelings around the start of the school year during a pandemic, I'm pretty certain we're all hoping for a safe and successful semester. Don Tinney is a high school English teacher and president of the Vermont NEA Teachers Union. Don, thanks for your time during this busy first week of school.
Thank you.